Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange. It is the day before the first Friday of the month. We've celebrated First Fridays for several years now and moved to Thursday this time to get out of the way of the federal holiday tomorrow, lest anyone forget what month this is, and we can understand the confusion. Here's a band called 311.
Sunset in July, rockers by my side, and time is flying by. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, watching you dancing and having the time of your life. And it's getting me high, time is flying by.
Flying by. It seems like it was just March when the world began shutting down to flatten the curve of the infection rate of COVID-19. When we planned this first Friday on a Thursday for July, it looked like there would be a steady upswing in arts events as people resumed their pre-pandemic activities. This week alone saw a big rise in cases with further curtailments of activities across the country. So the arts scene, at least in person, is not coming roaring back. We still welcome phone calls on arts events, online or elsewhere, or calls from arts organizations telling the stories of their situations. The phone number is 800-838-3760. And we start with Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back on First Friday on Thursday.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, it takes longer than usual to say that. Sorry.
No worries. So we are still planning on opening our next show. We have, we're actually very excited because we have been putting in all sorts of, new procedures for safety, and it's been going really well with the actors. We've been rehearsing in masks. We do temperature checks for all our employees. We had our entire HVAC system like cleaned and ready to go, and we've changed the seating charts so that we only seat 44 people at every performance, so that everyone is 12 feet from the front of the stage and has their own table and 6 feet from everyone else. And it's going to be like having your own little private party, private...
your own private showing show. So I had 44 people compared to what's the usual seating capacity at the Oregon Cabaret?
140.
Oh, wow. That's a big drop then, yeah.
It really is. But it's, like I said, you're going to... There's only like two tables in every row, and so you are going to feel like you're having your own little private, high-class fine dining theater party.
Uh-huh. So great sight lines to the stage, you're saying, for sure.
Yes. Uh-huh. No matter where you're sitting, you'll have no one's head in your way.
So when does The Odd Couple open, Val?
We open on July 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And we play on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday evenings. And then we added a matinee on Thursday. So we have a Thursday matinee, a Saturday matinee, and a Sunday matinee.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and then with mask requirements now in Oregon, what does that do? I mean, the actors you mentioned, they've been rehearsing in masks. What about during the actual show?
I actually called Oregon Health Authority yesterday, and because the actors are around each other and kind of quarantined together, they are very low risk. They do not need to wear a mask to perform.
All right. But they're clearly encouraged not to go out and see other people and stuff.
Okay. Absolutely. It's a small group of actors. We all know each other. We're all local. We've all, known each other for a long time, actually. So except for one of our actors who's worked at the cabaret before, but has been not at the cabaret for years.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very excited that our cast is very respectful and very safe with each other. They have to wear masks backstage, and I've actually been in contact with my friend Kurt Olds, who's in Phantom of the Opera in South Korea, to help us plan all this, because they've been going with 1,400 people in the audience, since April, and
wow,
had no cases.
Huh.
127 people in the cast.
Wow. That's some great research, though. South Korea, which has really gotten a hold on the virus, so you've checked in to see what the procedures are like there.
Yes. And I've been in conversations with him about how they do their dressing rooms and how they control, everyone backstage, and it's been really helpful. And so we're kind of using those procedures to move forward since they're being so successful. And they, like I said, they have 127 people backstage.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they do the full show. They do the kissing, the singing, everything. And we don't have any kissing in The Odd Couple. That would be an interesting production.
I'm sure it's in the works, though. Somebody will think of it. All right. So the July 16th then is the opening date for Odd Couple at the Oregon Cabaret Theater National, which is your first show in 4.5 months?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've been hanging in there. I know we've talked several times since March to try to figure out where things are going. So here they are. You got a plan.
Here they are. We've got a plan. And yes, of course, we require everyone to wear masks inside, except when they're eating, so they can take their mask off to eat, but put their mask back on to watch the performance. It keeps everybody safe.
Mm-hmm. Especially when the laughter comes. You don't want to... You know,
yes. Yes, you will feel much better laughing if you're wearing a mask.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling, Valerie. Always good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Yep. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I'm glad people are back and good to hear you all again. Open now at Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika is Wonderfully Twisted. This really is art with an edge from three of Siskiyou's boldest artists. We have curator Brenda Eastman, whose latest body of work here depicts a future world void of all life but humans. Plants and creatures and insects are preserved only as relics. And John Utek, he's a tattoo artist by day, but this exhibit features very bold paintings infused with his passion for urban street art, so you can imagine that. And Mimi Bailey, and her organic work is very rich in flowing, intricate detail. It's sort of a blending of classic Art Nouveau styling with modern macabre. So as you can guess, this is a very modern and vital sort of show. And we are open, and we receive just a few visitors at a time, of course, wearing masks, socially distanced, etc. But although we are open now, instead of our usual indoor gallery openings, you know, a celebration, we're inviting the public to a celebration of the artists and their work on Friday, July the 10th, outside in the plaza, outside the gallery, from 5 to 8 p.m., and of course, observing all necessary distancing, chairs and tables will be suitably spaced. Unfortunately, we won't be able to serve refreshments, but you can bring your own. And you can enjoy music from our local band, Honey Glove. They're always great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while you wait to enter the gallery, five people maximum, and of course, everybody in the appropriate facial coverings. Because things can change, as we all know, quite rapidly, we do suggest that people would go to our website, which is libertyartswairika.org, closer to the celebration date, July 10th, just in case we're not permitted to do it or there have been any changes.
Okay, so check in advance to make sure that things are on for that Friday the 10th.
That's always a good idea because, you know, we never know with the way things are going in California whether we're going to have to not be quite as festive as we hoped.
True. Okay. Well, but keeping the faith there, keeping the shows on the wall, and bringing people in five at a time with masks.
Yes, absolutely.
Liberty Arts in Wairika. The address again on Minor Street?
It's 108 West Minor Street, Wairika.
Okay. Thanks so much, Barbara. Good to hear from you once again.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Yep. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Couple phone lines open at 800-838-3760. I'm actually getting more phone calls than I expected. Daniel at the Contemporary Theater Project in Medford. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
How are things going?
Going well. We're getting ready to open July 10th with Sherlock Holmes, The Last Bow.
Mm-hmm.
And that first weekend, we'll present part one, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then part two on July 17th, 18th, and 19th.
So it's a two-parter then. So if you want to catch the whole thing, you have to come to the theater twice?
Exactly. We're limiting the production time to under an hour so that we don't have a lot of traffic and intermingling, if you will. We're practicing safe practices with distancing within the audience, from the actors, the wearing masks, and the audience required to wear masks. And so we're trying to limit contact between people. And so shortening the performance time will help with that.
And how about seats? Have you limited your seats too?
Exactly, yes. So the people are asked to call in so that we can plug in how many numbers of people we have, and then we will distance them in the seating chart within the audience.
Okay, all right. So this is Contemporary Theater Project in Medford, which is in the Medford Center facing Cold Stone Creamery, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, July 10th and July 17th. And so those 2 weekends will be the ones when you're running the two parts of the show.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What's it been like to try to get this show rehearsed with the current sets of conditions that about distancing and everything?
Well, we've been on Zoom for the last couple of months, going over the scripts, and then we just the last couple of weeks we've been meeting in masks at the theater and rehearsing that, and it's gone very well.
Okay, well, we're looking for Sherlock Holmes then. And what's the full name of the show, Sherlock Holmes and the what?
Sherlock Holmes, The Last Bow. Mm-hmm. It's three stories. The Final Bow, the Adventure of the Empty House, and his last bow.
Okay, Contemporary Theater Project in Medford in the Medford Center. Daniel, thanks for calling in to let us know about it.
You're welcome.
Okay, First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone. Now we turn to Robert Goodwin, who you know as the host of our Keenest Observers segment once a month, now on the other end of the phone line in his other job as the Education Director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Robert, welcome and happy birthday. I understand today's the 85th anniversary of the first ever show at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
Good. It's good to talk to you.
Good, good. We are proud to announce Shows on O, which mm-hmm. is our streaming service that opens today, that will have two shows of the beginning portion of this season, Copper Children and Midsummer Night's Dream, available to stream online at $15 for 48-hour rental. Mm-hmm. So the Copper Children will run in a two-week run from July 2nd to July 15th. And then Midsummer Night's Dream, will run from July 9th through July 22nd. And those start today, and you can find them two places. You can access them from the OSF website at osfashland.org, or from the O, which is our interactive digital space, osfashland.com/digital.
Mm-hmm. And you have any people who've signed up for the O service yet or using it? You have some stuff up there already, don't you?
Yeah, it's the O platform is a free service, so you can just come and check out interactive content, archival content. We have parallel artistic product that's been originally produced, especially for the digital platform. So if you come to osfashland.com/digital, you'll see the O and be able to experience it for free.
Okay. So, but you're saying then Copper Children and Midsummer Night's Dream are paid events, $15 for a 48-hour rental, and then just in those windows, July 2nd through 15th for Copper Children, 9 through 22nd. Oh, there is some overlap. Duh. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah.
You guys are slick.
Just broad access, just so you have a little variety.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So how edited are the shows? I mean, I remember seeing Copper Children before the festival shut down for the pandemic. And is there a lot of editing in it, or is it just pretty much like one camera front of stage, that kind of thing?
There's a little bit of both. It is one camera, so you get a theatrical experience in that way. But there are some intercuts as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like some fun stuff. And then, be honest with me. What's it like at the festival these days? Is it a big, you know, it's a bit of a ghost town with 80% of the staff laid off and no shows on stage.
Yeah, we're working remotely. The mm-hmm. majority of the staff are working from home. We do a lot of Zoom calling, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
And there's very limited opportunity and time when we're on campus. And when we're on campus, we're socially distancing, or especially producing content for the O, we're in different rooms mm-hmm. and actually kind of like producing a la TV in that way. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real interesting time, to be very frank and honest. But I think we're doing a good job adjusting.
Good, good, good to hear that people are keeping spirits up and continuing to produce things, which is what people want to see at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival with no actual season this year, but nice to hear Shows on O coming up again. So the payment interface, is that fairly easy to handle?
Yeah, it's really simple. If you go to the O, you'll just click the watch here, or even, like I said, access it from the main webpage, you have to put in some information. It's a small account information, so we can make sure that we can interface with you moving forward and, you know, enjoy the show.
Okay. Shows on O from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, osfashland.com/digital. Robert Goodwin, always good to talk to you.
You as well, Jeffrey. Take care.
You too. Take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We got a call left here with John calling in to tell us about a sand sculpture festival. Hi, John.
Yes, greetings from the coast, Jeff. Hey, before I go much further, I have to thank you and Jefferson Public Radio for all that you do here for us on the coast.
Oh, we're glad to be there for you. And so where particularly on the coast are you calling from?
Well, I'm from Manila, California, here in Humboldt County on Humboldt Bay. And the Friends of the Dunes is excited to announce their 25th annual Sand Sculpture Festival. A little bit reimagined. We're asking family groups to go out and disperse and create a beautiful sand sculpture, take pictures, post it on social media, and all through the month of July we'll be voting for best, and the winner will get $100 in cash award. Wow. Plus there's other prizes too. But basically it's a fun event to try to get folks out safely to our beaches and have a good time.
Now, normally is the sand sculptures done, you know, with people in person and people would look at them?
Oh, yes,
judging
it's a one-day event. We have a nice low tide where we go out to our local drag strip where there's lots of parking and we go to the beach. And generally, it attracts about 1,500 people to come out and look at the sculptures. Usually we have about 20 to 25 pretty major sculptures created on those days with larger teams. But this year it's going to be a little bit different.
Right.
Asking small family groups to go out and create a good sculpture.
How elaborate have the sculptures been in years past?
Oh, quite elaborate. We have we're really fortunate with a lot of great businesses that get involved, and they bring out their teams to create quite significant sculptures there on the beach. And you can see some of these at our website, friendsofdunes.org, where you can get more information.
Friends of the Dunes?
Friendsofthedunes.org.
There you are. Okay. So this is fun.
It's a very fun event. People really look forward to it. So we're excited that we could keep it going. It's been 25 years, and I've been fortunate enough to have been to every one of those so far. So it's an event dear to my heart.
Okay, yeah, no doubt. So it's the 25th thing. Yeah, this would have been a big anniversary to have in person, but not to be in person, and so doing it this way anyway, somewhat differently. All right. Well, thanks for joining us to let us know about the Sand Sculpture Festival in Manila running through the month of July, and we'll put up a link to that at our website at jeffexchange.org.
Great. Yeah, all the beaches of Humboldt Bay here. And thank you, Jeffrey, again. You're the best.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it. And I have a correction to give here on myself. The theater in Medford, CTP, is the Collaborative Theater Project. The Collaborative Theater Project, that's what the C stands for. So I got myself a little cattywampus on that one. So thanks to the folks who called in from Collaborative Theater Project, from Liberty Arts in Wairika, from the Oregon Cabaret Theater, from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and, of course, from the Sand Sculpture Festival on the beach in Manila, California, running through the month of July. We'll have links to all of this at our website at ijpr.org.